from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. A privacy rights group is calling for an investigation into Palo Alto-based Facebook. KQED's Peter John Schuler reports the group suspects the social network is tracking its users even after they log off.
The Electronic Privacy Information Center is asking for the U.S. Federal Trade Commission to look into whether recent changes to Facebook constitute unfair or deceptive business practices. The complaints follow a discovery by an Australian blogger that cookies placed on users' browsers remain active, reporting data from users when they visit web pages featuring the site's like button. Facebook maintains it never tracks its users' browsing habits and only uses information it collects for security and statistical purposes. I'm Peter John Schuler, KQED News.
A Fremont teenager may be in for a lot more donations to his microfinance nonprofit after getting a shout-out from President Obama. During his speech yesterday, the president singled out 17-year-old William Kim of Mission San Jose High School. Kim founded a company that gives small loans for students to start their own businesses.
You know, he's raising the money, doing what he loves, through dodgeball tournaments and capture the flag games. But he's creative, he took initiative, and now he's helping other young people be able to afford the schooling that they need.
Kim's nonprofit, Happy Day Microfunds, has funded at least two entrepreneurs so far. He says he learned about microlending in a question on the critical reading section of a practice SAT. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.